Brothers Wiss. The Brothers Wiss, Brothers Wiss. The Brothers Wiss. The Brothers.
You're now listening to Greg. It's the Brothers Wiss. Let's take a ride through space on this mother shit.
You can tell by the scenic views. Yeah, it's so nice here. This is the Mum. Day one. It's late at night. We're all exhausted. That's how it goes. So we're going to make it just kind of a quick update one. So far, I did my presentation today. Thomas did his presentation. We had one review that Thomas did a better presentation from an anonymous source. I don't appreciate that kind of language.
True. We all did a presentation.
Yeah, and then we all did a panel. Everybody should jump in and check that out. I thought it was pretty good. I like those free-form, ask me anything sort of style things. What's interesting is, at the end of it, there's always more hands going up. There's always people that have more questions.
Momentum.
Yeah, I think it's really good. Met a lot of new faces. We met Nick, our patron, one of our first patrons, I think, that we've sort of met in real life.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
We're going to have a link to that down in the notes, right?
Yeah, for sure.
David promised to be a patron. We'll see if that happens.
Did he? I think we actually...
I was on camera.
I think we had two... I think we had two patron sign-ups today, actually. So I guess it picked up a couple more. That's cool.
So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? There were no new announcements, right? Nothing new from this mom that we didn't already see at the European mom.
Right.
I don't think. Were there?
Nope. Just the same stuff as the Europe mom. Yeah.
We're calling this the CRS mom, right?
Yeah, it definitely is a CRS
lots
mom.
Of great CRS.
Yeah, that's right. They announced all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, full 24 port and 48 port PoE switches.
10 gig, 40 gig.
Yeah, and QSFP plus ports.
And yeah, not only are they directly competing with Ubiquiti, but they one up them with the QSFP.
Did they? I mean, they didn't talk about street price or anything, though, did they?
Yeah.
No, and all the new hardware will be released up to
next
a year,
year
from now. Yeah,
yeah.
So this is this is the timeline or the roadmap for the next year.
Gotcha. So real no expectation of when any of that stuff's gonna actually hit the street. Well.
Well, and it sounds like some of the things are yet to be determined. For example, I asked, will the software support the hardware standard of QSFP breakout cables? And it was kind of like,
oh, that's where you can take.
We're still working on that.
A QSFP and break it into four 10 gigs or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really all it is it's four 10 gigs bonded, right?
They also said that they don't have the chipset nor the CPU choices final for any of those products yet. So, yeah, still very much prototyping phase.
Interesting.
Or the fact that they would possibly sell those modules as well, you know.
Right.
That was
well,
up in the air.
Yeah. So. It's something they're hoping to do,
yeah.
But whether or not they'll be able to compete with FiberStore and the likes.
I thought 40 gig was kind of an interesting choice. It seemed like at this point in time, most people sort of skipped 40 gig, haven't they? Isn't everybody expecting the 100 gig stuff?
Actually, one of the interesting things was people were asking the MikroTik guys here and in Berlin that why even do the 40 gig stuff, and they said that it's for yet unannounced new features, and the word stacking was mentioned.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll see. MikroTik probably has quite a bit of plans for those 40 gig ports.
That's interesting. So maybe they'll have like specialized 40 gig QSFP.
Maybe DAX or something.
Yeah.
DAX.
It makes sense that they have a pair of them on the front then. Yeah. It's also interesting that they already have the form factor finalized and the power supply and everything.
Yeah.
But they don't have
the chipsets
chip
kind of.
And
yeah.
The CPUs.
Yeah. I think that's cool. The easy part though. Right.
They were open to feedback though. I noticed that the 48 port non PoE has dual power supply while the PoE switch does not.
And they
and
also
so
said
they were open to,
they said
well,
the power
you know,
supply in the PoE version was so big that they probably couldn't fit a second one in.
Right. But
yeah, it's 1 kilowatt for the power supply.
But I mentioned even if you want,
yeah, 1 kilowatt.
Not full redundancy, but you want the switching and the control pane to stay up. Like maybe have a smaller power supply for that. So we'll see.
That's interesting. I know in some of like the Cisco stacking stuff, you can share power between chassis. I wonder if they're going to try and do something like that. So like, it's like the way they have some of their stacks made is if you need more draw from the middle one, it'll actually pull power from other units around it.
Probably not with QSFP.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, they have to have a custom.
Not without like an actual stack for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof. I've seen some other. I think TP-Link had some stacking capabilities built into their software, right? Like you do regular.
HP has some of that too, and it's like kind of like a management stacking where you can.
Yeah. Well, same with Juniper.
Log into.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, because the TP-Link, they're using just off-the-shelf chipsets, right? And just kind of giving you access to all the features. I wonder if that's just something built into a chipset or if that's custom software.
Well, we'll see what they have in the plans. Like, the stacking was mentioned just as one of the new features for the usages for the QSFP, so they must have some internal roadmap with some surprises to come.
If they're going to take switching seriously, though, that's one thing they need to offer. If they want to compete with the likes of Juniper and Cisco.
There's still quite a few things they need to do if they want to take it really seriously.
Yeah.
Actually, the good news is, because I've talked with Microtik pretty much at the every mom about, you know, what the CRSs are still missing and what they need, then they know. They just...
And they're, even in the latest RC, they've done a lot to make...
constantly improving it slowly as developer time frees up and that's... Yeah. Actually, one of the things... I don't know if this is public, but... Well, never mind.
Those are bad. Oh, those are bad. Those are my, like, sports shoes that I
shouldn't
have worn.
Took his socks off, and they probably should have stayed on, along with the shoes.
Yeah, that's a bad decision. Milk was a bad choice.
You can still put them back on.
I just prefer to put them further away.
Oh, man.
Just scoot them further away. They're not terrible, but it's sort of tangy, sort of sharp. Not exactly enjoying that vintage.
Are we going to cut this? No. I think we should cut this.
No, it's going in. It's
no blooper reel. This is raw.
Talking about his feet? Or?
Obviously
we should move on to the next topic.
They're obviously no version 7. Somebody was kind enough today in one of the presentations to call it the unicorn.
Somebody in the audience. Did it come with Skittles?
Skittles were mentioned. Yeah.
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 So ships with Skittles. Yeah. So just ignore. Continue.
If my critic were from Ireland, maybe there'd be a pot of gold.
Somewhere. No, but Yannis mentioned that at the EU MAM, I don't know if you mentioned it at this one as well, or maybe that will actually be at his presentation tomorrow, that, you know, with the new bridging and the bridge changes, that we are already using 60% of version 7. So, yeah.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, one of the core things is version 7 is supposed to use the new kernel, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, and actually, Microtik is now using unspecified 3.7 version kernel. So previous version 6, this is also something that was publicly said at the European one. Previous version 6, we're running the 3.3.5 kernel. Now they're up to 3.7 something. So in one of the recent, like in less than a year, they actually moved to 3.7 kernel. So yeah.
And that's really what's limited them from releasing a lot of these features, so hopefully we should see more and more as
which it's hard to blame them at this point about not wanting to release version 7 because they of course promised so much in it, but the truth really is that they are, and what Microtik is now saying is that, you know, don't look at the version number, look at the features that are actually coming and present in releases. And so, yeah, apparently with the new bridge, that was 60% of version 7, which is now out and available. So I think that all that's missing is all the new routing engine improvements and VRFs.
They're waiting on until it's the feature set matches the existing code set, right?
Yes.
So that makes sense.
Mm.
One day.
What else? That's some new faces. That's cool. A lot of people from Texas here. Aha.
Not so many from Europe.
Nah, not too many. There's no, like, Nigerians. I meet a new Nigerian every year, except for this year.
I met one guy from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah, someone. Yeah, I met. Maybe it was the same guy.
Might be.
Briefly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was announced on the podcast yet, but Unimus launched the configuration push feature.
Not yet. It will go out publicly in about 2 weeks.
Okay, so yeah. Real close.
Real close.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Actually, we'll be sending out a newsletter to literally everyone that has Unimus, because we really want some very, you know, heavy testing on this and heavy, yeah. We want to make it right. We want as much feedback as possible.
So what's the push feature?
Push.
Give us the 30-second sales pitch.
Yeah, like the easy example. You want to change a password on 200 devices, literally 2 clicks. You want to provision a new VLAN to 100 switches, couple of clicks as well. The really nice thing is it will do output grouping. So when you push something to 200 devices, you don't want to look at every single one, what the output was, which one failed, which one succeeded. So it will actually tell you on these 100 devices, the output was this. On 50 devices, the output was different. Nice. And another 20 failed to switch to enable mode. Another 10, you know, SSH unreachable. So it makes it really easy to en masse push configuration and see the results of that push. So big new feature. Everybody was asking about it for quite a long time now. And yeah.
You know what seems weird to me is how surprised a lot of people were at what Unimus does. And some of the features you had on the roadmap and stuff. Like, they had never heard of it. And it seems weird, because I feel like we talk about it all the damn time. You know,
at the same time, like, it virtually came out of nowhere. Like, you're only, what, a year plus in?
A year and a half on the market,
yeah. So, I mean, it's relatively new. They've made a ton of progress in a short period of time.
I don't know. It just seems like if I know something, then everybody else obviously does, because I'm always behind the curve on this stuff. So yeah, need to pump that stuff out.
Sell that brand. You're on the inside track on this one.
That's cool. Did you guys see anything else you found interesting? This one felt smaller this year.
170.
Yeah.
Is that
a little bit smaller, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're not shrinking here.
No, it feels like the U.S. mumps are smaller every year for some reason. I don't know.
Well, part of that might be you go to the European mumps.
Yeah, might be. The European ones are huge
compared
to this. But yeah.
And what were they saying about the Mexican mum?
Oh, yeah, the Mexican mum, which is... So European mum last week was 1,300 people. The U.S. mum this week is 150, 170. And next week, the Mexican mum, it will be 1,200 people.
Mm.
Which is, I was really surprised to,
that's huge,
to hear
yeah.
that. Yeah,
yeah, it's bananas. That's cool. Emerging market down there. I don't guess I know anything else. You guys know anything else?
Maybe tomorrow.
I mean, maybe.
The LG 60 should be coming soon to the market. I'm really looking forward to that.
Can Are you really? I didn't think you were like super keen for the 60 gig stuff.
Oh yeah, no, the VAP 60 not so much. Although now that it's 200 meters distance, that's much better. But yeah, the LG 60, I mean, full duplex gig wireless at 1.5 kilometer, 1 mile. That's that will.
So I deployed a couple of the WAP 60s just recently, and I was doing 641.3. Which was mainline at the time. I know they're saying do the RC because that's where all the improvements are.
I was actually recommended to move to the RC.
I was too.
Yeah.
Because it fixes a bug.
Don't they always want you on the RC?
No,
don't run the RC in production, but if you want good performance.
Well, they said on the WAP 60 specifically to run it because it fixes a problem that they were able to work around.
Interesting.
And also the RC has a lot more stats, the command line.
Also, SMB
it shows you like... It actually gives you instructions for alignment. It says up 8 degrees and to the right,
So
5 degrees.
That is exactly
and that's
the
for the
LHG
60s specifically. So.
Okay. Well, on the WAP 60, there's no feedback.
It's
641.3. And like you go
it's like
wireless,
0 to 100. And
you go wireless debugging and there's
nothing.
It's empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they haven't implemented any
feedback. It sounds like also coming up at some point, you're going to be able to adjust where the signal is going to. Beyond just getting the feedback on where it's going, you can make
it tells you which one of the little sector antennas in the array that it's using, so you can basically fine tune
like
the 60. You can point the 60s at it, the WAP 60s at the other one better, as opposed to just hanging it and, you know, shotgun approach.
Right.
Yeah. You can actually sort of align it, but it's still.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. They're making constant updates. So I'm looking for more output, more feedback on it. It basically says, so right now, for me, it's basically works or doesn't work. You know,
it's all in the command line. It tells you the RSSI and everything now. So.
Also, SNMP.
Oh, yeah?
With the newest beta. Or
RC
releases.
That's nice.
Yeah,
finally, you can also pull all the stats through SNMP now, which is yay. All
right, I just need to update it to RC, I guess. I'm always just so apprehensive to run RC code.
I find an RC that works, and then I'm just apprehensive to upgrade it. I'm like, well, this one works. I guess I'll stay there.
Yeah, it works. Don't touch it. Yeah.
You like that RC that has the initial support.
Yeah. And it works, and I'm afraid that the next RC might break it, so I just stay where I'm at.
Something else I noticed is I had the WAP 60s about, I don't know, 100 meters apart, probably, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I've got one 130 meters, and it works fine.
Yeah, and so one I had on the other side of a window that was made in the 1940s, and it did not work.
No,
I was thinking,
we tried a window deployment. It did not work at all.
It did not work.
It was right across the street. It's like super
it
close, and
it
just did
like,
not work.
Yeah, it's one street in between, just one lane either direction, and then the buildings, one's in the window, one's at the edge of the building, and it did not work. And I opened the window, and all of a sudden, it came up. I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
24 gig actually works pretty well across the street through a window.
60 does not. I wonder if I could do LHGs through a window. Is that what I need those for?
I don't know.
Well, window deployments? That won't look tacky in the window. That's just of note. I don't know. I'm just that close. I just figured it'd be fine, but it wasn't.
Although some of the Wave 2 stuff, you'd probably get comparable performance. Similar price point, maybe.
I had these burning a hole in my pocket. I wanted to try.
Yeah, that's fair.
I wanted to put them out there. Actually, I just wanted them out in the weather. One side, anyway. Just moving some packets. I just want to see what it would do. So I could see. I'd use one and put it through its paces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I'm done. You done?
Cool.
Excellent. All
right. We'll see you guys soon, right?
Yeah. You guys want to do the thing where we talk about how to find us, or do you care? Go to Miller's blog. Go to Unimus.
Little Brothers.
Our Slack channel.
Yeah.
Probably the best way these days.
The
now.
Patron.
I think that's the way to find all of us, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And everyone else is a patron. It's like a mastermind of knowledge, and everyone just jumps in and says what they know, and it's a ton of good information.
Someone articulated it extremely well just 2 minutes ago. We were down there. I'm not going to name names, but they were saying that they had an idea on how they were going to do something and just wanted confirmation. And when they asked some of the people here at the MUM, they got very loud, blustering responses that they needed to do this thing, and it just sent them sort of in the wrong directions. And they were saying, and I'm not sure if this was their intention, but to me, the Little Brothers WISP Slack channel is that quiet, safe place where you can ask questions and you don't have a lot of very loud opinions. Sometimes I feel like when people are loud, it's so that you don't realize they're not 100% sure what they're talking about, right? And you just, for me, you guys have just such a wealth of quiet confidence and knowledge. And like Thomas said, I'm not going to speak up on something if I don't know what the answer is, or I can't help lead you to the right path, I assume. I'm fairly okay with speculating, but I always preface it with maybe this, or
you will get a couple of different opinions.
Yeah,
from all of us.
Well, there's different patrons too, and kind of that breadth of knowledge and areas of expertise. I feel like you're more likely to find an answer that's going to pertain to what you're doing.
Yeah.
maybe some of the other avenues.
I still know a lot of people feel siloed, like they can't ask anybody a question.
Well, there's tons of questions I heard today where I just wanted to be like, oh yeah, just like, don't worry about getting your answer now, just come to the Slack channel later and we'll find you an answer.
Yeah. Just ask really quick. There's people perfectly willing to help you.
So how do these guys get to that Slack channel?
Patreon.com/thebrotherswiss.
Okay.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah. You'll probably have a link down in the...
Yeah, there's always in the doodly doo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
See ya.